won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A second hour here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, May 13th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line, as usual, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
What is happening in your world?
Well, I tell you, it's a gorgeous day over here. The golf courses are open. Cleanup seems to be coming to an end over here, although it's going to look different for quite a while after this ice storm.
Sure.
But man, I'll tell you, it seems like, at least for this week, summer is here.
Yeah, it's coming for sure. Absolutely. You know, it's funny because I live over on the Agamine Golf Course here in Torch Lake Township, and the golf maintenance guys out there actually having to cut the grass twice this past week, I guess with the sprinkling and the rain and all the things we've had, the fairways are just lush. Man, they are gorgeous. It is beautiful golf course time here in northern Michigan.
Yeah, I've got to mow my lawn here at my house already. Like, you know, this is an awesome start, and I hope it's kind of indicative of how the entire summer is going to go. Boy, if we could have a great summer followed by a great winter followed by another great summer.
Yes.
I mean, Michigan is back, baby.
Yeah, well, the only negative I've heard so far, because of all the treetops that got broke in the ice storm, that they're saying the fall colors this year might be hindered. The damage done to the trees, the shock, and with those branches breaking off, they may not actually produce a ton of leaves by the damaged trees that did survive. With those tops being snapped off, severe damage to the nerve system of the tree. And I had one guy say, don't expect big fall colors this year. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But, hey, who wants to talk about fall when we're heading in the summer?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I mean, there's so much going to be happening. You know, of course, the big talk right now is about Risk It Festival happening June 21st. So we're trying to get everything in the new restaurant kind of put together and buttoned up. We've got tons of paving and construction to do. So we're full bore, full ahead, you know, for this summer there at the new location on Old 27 South.
Right. Now, have they started yet, or are they just in the process of getting going out there? What's the timeline you're looking at?
We really want to have everything buttoned up by the end of next month. I mean, that's what we planned the festival for, was to kind of be obviously a kickoff for the summer, but it's supposed to be sort of our open house, our ribbon cutting ceremony. That's going to be the first chance that anybody can taste our new bourbons. I have to say bourbons because we have two batches coming now. So, I mean, a lot of things are trying to land on that June 21st date, and not all of them may. I mean, if we don't get the paving done, you know, then it is what it is. This is how it goes when you purchase a new property. and has a lot of investment that needs to be done. The property was gorgeous to begin with, but it just never was really finished. And we're already seeing, gosh, Mother's Day was just packed for the Mother's Day buffet that we had, and we just ran out of parking.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, that's a good thing, especially when people are driving by and they see all the cars, you know, kind of haphazardly parked everywhere, wherever you could to get in. Did you end up parking on the shoulder at all?
We did. We parked up around the pavilion. I mean, it was crazy. It was a great Mother's Day. The weather was gorgeous, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
We got to open up the garage doors. For those that haven't been to our new restaurant, we have two great big garage doors, excuse me, and a patio out front that you can sit on that gets tons of sun, looks right over to Otsego Lake. Just a gorgeous day.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Good, good, good. Well, we're going to keep you through the break. We got more to talk about with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the break, Ian Murphy over at Darren Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Got a question for you from a listener up in the UP. They said they weren't aware of the Mother's Day brunch. And how did it work? What was the pricing? What were the hours? Because they want to plan for next year, Mother's Day. They want to bring Mom and Grandma down from the UP. So just wondering more about the Mother's Day brunch you had this past Sunday.
Yeah, we had a huge spread. It was $19.95, all you can eat. Kids eat free with the purchase of a beverage, so a chocolate milk or something like that. And sure. We've really tried to keep the price of our buffets. I mean, I think our Easter buffet was $15 or $16. Our Father's Day buffet is probably going to be $20, $25. Everybody else is $30, $40, $50. And we have things. I mean, one of the biggest, most popular things that we've been doing on our buffets lately is an assortment of deviled eggs. So we had smoked salmon deviled eggs. We had Reuben deviled eggs. We had bacon cheeseburger deviled eggs that were made up. And the basics, bacon, sausage, potatoes, scrambled eggs, all the way up to we had a roast beef carving station, bourbon, brown sugar, pork loin. I mean, just as many things as we can pack in there to make it as simple and affordable for you to bring Mom and the entire family out to dinner. I can't imagine paying $30 or $40 per person to take Mom out to dinner for her day.
Yeah.
That will break anybody's bank.
Sure, absolutely. And for $20 to get access to all that food you just described, especially, you know, all you can eat. It's not like they're bringing you a plate and that's it. You know, you actually set this up buffet style, correct?
We did this buffet style, so right in when you walk in the front entrance of our new restaurant, it's this great big foyer, and we just had it spread out completely there with a great big dessert table. Usually we run that from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. Most of these holidays are on Sundays,
yeah.
So usually that's our breakfast time on Sunday anyways, is from 8 to 2 p.m. Saturday is 8 to noon, and then we're always doing a Bloody Mary bar to complement that as well, not just the buffets, but every Sunday we do that. So that's really what we're in. Of course, having a new restaurant that's bigger than our downtown restaurant, we've always done some buffets and stuff, but having more room to roam and spread this buffet out and do table service at the new location, we're finding is very wildly, wildly popular.
Yeah, excellent, excellent, excellent. So definitely, I'm sure you'll do a repeat performance next year. So mark your calendars, Mother's Day for next year, where you want to be. Definitely at the Iron Pig Smokehouse. You know, that location, too, by then, of course, next year, the parking will be in. Everything will be, you know, looking really good. The signs up, you'll have everything in place. So definitely be able to accommodate more people next year.
Oh, absolutely. And it'll be a heck of a lot more organized outside. I mean, we still have trees down out front. You know, logs in the parking lot and stuff from the storm. So, I mean, we're behind a little bit, but some amazing things are going to happen in the next few weeks.
Now, speaking of the next Father's Day, actually is the Sunday before your Risk It Fest starts, that Friday, Saturday, the next weekend. Father's Day is Sunday, June the 15th. So, are you going to, I should say, meet up the buffet for Father's Day? Why that might be a little more expensive? Are you leaning more towards the pulled pork and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so what's interesting is we we got a lot of great compliments from our guests on Mother's Day. And of course, a lot of dads were there with their wives and kids. And that was my biggest question. What do you want to see on our buffet? Because we've done these for a few years. But again, having more space and more staff to be able to do carving stations and stuff like that. You know, we're talking about doing beef ribs and some different things like that for Father's Day. So by you saying we're going to meet it up a little bit, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Well, Vicky and I will definitely be there. Because I told her, I said, that's what I want to do for Father's Day. She's like, great, we'll plan on, hopefully the weather will be nice and warm. We're going to ride the motorcycle over and go Father's Day. What will be the hours again, same like Mother's Day, 8 to 2?
8 to 2 for the buffet. Of course, we're open usual hours on these holidays anyways, which would be 8 a.m. till, I believe, 10 p.m. But the buffet, all you can eat, $20, $25. I think it's going to land at like $24.95. And we'll probably end up putting our ribs on there as well, maybe even some brisket. I mean, we've had some crazy ideas, but again, we don't want to get too outside of that affordability factor. And we feel like $25 is kind of the cap on that.
Well, let me ask you, has your chef's baked Trucker Randy's carrot cake recipe yet?
I love that you asked that because we've got a new menu, or an updated, I shouldn't say new, an updated menu coming out for the summer with a few more fish entrees and pasta. And that was the discussion. We have not made Trucker Randy's famous carrot cake yet, but it was discussed about making it and seeing if we can actually put it on the menu, and literally putting Trucker Randy's carrot cake on the menu.
Well, here's the thing. I'm looking at my schedule, and I'd like to come over and actually bake the recipe for fathers. Now, he can share with mom and he can share with the kids if he wants to, but I want to make this a Father's Day only carrot cake.
Oh, I love that idea.
Right? So let me look at my schedule. Let me talk to your chefs and see if we can get the ingredients and everything, and I can come over maybe on Wednesday, because I really like to bake them a couple of days early, because then they get to ferment in the refrigerator, in the cooler, and all the ingredients kind of meld together really good, and it gets good and wet by Sunday. So maybe I can come over and help bake those on Wednesday, the week before Father's Day.
Sounds good to me.
All right, brother. Now, one thing I did want to ask you, I got a couple of text messages. The Pavilion, that is technically a separate liquor license within the project there, the property that you guys own. People want to know what they can do as far as finding out more information about holding events. I had one lady, she said she was talking about the possibility of maybe a family reunion they were looking to do in August. Do you have any open date calendar situations? How do people find out more about doing events there at the Pavilion, just the Pavilion itself?
Yeah, that's great. Actually, thank you for asking that question. So ironpigsmoke.com, and click on catering. And right in there, you'll see a tab that has a questionnaire for you to fill out for an event. So we have our catering, which is off property, and then we have in-house events. So, you know, like downtown, if you wanted to rent out the dining room, you can fill out that form. For the Pavilion, there's a button that you can fill out. And what that does is it sends an email right over to our chef, and he'll look at the basic information that you input. He'll reach out to you and give you a call and say, oh, you want to do a family reunion on the 14th of October, whatever it is.
Sure.
And that's basically how we maneuver that. Is it's just a simple questionnaire, and then we reach out and put together the details for you based on, you know, if you want food, or if you want food and beverage, or if you're just looking to do, I mean, we've got people that want to do just a simple church service on Sunday outside once a month.
Sure.
You know, so no food, no alcohol, stuff like that. So there's a variety of ways that Pavilion can be used. And right now we have a pretty open schedule, but that's really only because we're booking the major dates, which are Alpenfest for us, which is July 8th through the 12th. We've got a fall festival that we're putting together, and then, of course, Risket Fest on June 21st. So everything else so far is pretty much wide open, but a lot of that is just because we don't want to book anything till we know. I mean, like, we're considering doing a Friday night bike night. But I really would like to have our parking done, because I don't want to invite a bunch of bikers and then have them parking in a dusty, dirty parking lot.
Right. So, no, that would drive the bikers crazy.
Yeah. Again, ironpigsmoke.com, and just click on the catering tab, and there's a simple questionnaire that you can fill out right there. It goes right to us right away immediately, and then Chef will reach out to you.
Okay. Now, if it is outdoors in the Pavilion, if they're renting the Pavilion for an event like a family reunion or whatever, would that then be catering food where you'd set up the buffet outside there in the Pavilion? They wouldn't come into the restaurant to grab their food and then go back out there. How are you laying that logistics out?
Yeah, so we're actually, another great question. So what we're doing actually today is we're designing. So we've got two. We've got the pavilion, and then we have this backyard, which is between the restaurant and the pavilion. So we're designing an outdoor kitchen and a bar with garage doors that roll up. So there'll be outdoor service in the backyard. But then in the pavilion for separate events, we will have, and there always has been, a separate bar and a separate area for a buffet. So let's say you wanted to have a rehearsal dinner or even a full-on wedding out there. We can do everything so you don't have to travel all the way back into the restaurant to get food or beverage or even use the restrooms.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Good, good, good. Well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to Father's Day, but also going to try to broadcast from your South location on Friday the 20th. We've got internet out there, don't we? I'm sure you got high-speed internet. Okay.
Yep.
So what I want to do is broadcast on Friday the 20th and then join up with some folks out there for the golf outing. Had some questions about that. Do you know how much that's going to cost and when is it actually going to tee off?
So tee time is at the Ridge Friday, June 20th at noon. So it's not an early morning tee time, so it's kind of an afternoon thing. We don't have to be in a rush. We will have the golf course pretty much to ourselves. A foursome goes for $500 right now, and that includes lunch and some other things, after party back at the Iron Pig. So the Ridge, people that don't know, is, you know, I can hit two drivers from my restaurant pretty much, and I'm at the Ridge. So it's literally just like four doors down the road. Not far Perfect. Away at all. Yeah, and it's Perfect. A great golf course, played there lots of times.
Good. So that includes lunch there at the golf course or back at the Pig?
So it includes lunch on the cart at the golf course and then an after party, including comedian Dave Landau, meet and greet with Dave back at the restaurant afterwards.
Excellent, excellent.
And you can purchase your foursome online at riskitfest.com. As well as anybody that's listening that might want to sponsor a tea or a tea box or any of the number of sponsors we have even for the festival, all of that information is at riskitfest.com.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah, I'm going to reach out to Kristen Marcus and a few other folks. And I'm going to call State Representative Ken Borton and see if Ken would be on our foursome. That would be fun. But, yeah.
He's a fun guy to golf with, honestly. He truly is.
Yeah. So $125 a man, $500 for a foursome. And yes, that includes all the events afterward back at the Pig. So, yeah, definitely plan to be part of that. We're excited. We're happy for you. This is going to be a completely different summer this year compared to others.
It is. And listen, Randy, I need to take time and let people know that this deal, us purchasing this restaurant, would not happen without a Trucker Randy. That's not hyperbole. I'm not making that up. This guy right here put two people together at a luncheon, and we've been able to do some amazing things, a bourbon line, a new restaurant, and plans for the future. And I have to give credit where credit is due, and that belongs to Trucker Randy Bishop.
Well, thank you, sir. I greatly appreciate it. It was my honor to help because I saw the vision that you had for the new location, and it basically just needed some resources, some funding to make it happen, and so happy I was able to hook you guys up. So
yeah, man, it's something I'll never forget, and we're super excited for the future. And again, none of it would be possible without you, bud.
All right, buddy. Well, we appreciate it. Again, ironpigsmoke.com for any reservations for the pavilion. You'd like to hold events there. And riskitfest.com. Get your tickets. Get the foursome. Get there. We're going to be there. We're going to have a great weekend. So thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Be sure to mention Trucker Randy sent you.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.